Be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercy endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh yes, for his mercies endure forever. Amen, hallelujah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen, Jehovah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen, hallelujah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen, for his mercies endure forever. Amen, Jehovah, you are so good in my life, Jehovah, you are so good, Jehovah, you are so good in my life, Jehovah, you are so good. In heaven, Baba, in heaven, you are the King of Kings on the earth. On the earth, you are the Lord. Oh, in our life, in my life, you are the great warrior, Jehovah, you are so good in heaven, in heaven. Oluwa, you are the King of Kings on the earth. On the earth, you are the Lord. Oh, in our life, in our life, you are the great warrior, Jehovah. You are so good, oh Lord, my God. Oluwa, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh Lord, hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. What to say you will do, Jehovah, that is what you have done. Hallelujah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, that is why you are called Jehovah, this is that. Worship the Lord tonight. You are God, Jehovah. What you say you will do, what you say you will do, hallelujah, that is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. It's only you, Jesus. It's only you. Worship the Lord to that, brothers. It's only you, Savior. It's only you, Jehovah. It's only you, Jesus. It's only you. It's only you, Savior. It's only you. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord tonight. Let's worship him. Let's bless his name. It's all about God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's I am that I am, the one that was, that is to come, the one that fight the battle for your life, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. We appreciate you for tonight. In the name of Jesus, for the miracle of starting the week and ending the week alone, we say thank you very much. Many people started this week, but today they have gone beyond. Father, we bless your holy name. It's not because we know how to pray, it's for your grace over our life. Why can't you thank God for that grace? Open your mouth and worship him. It's not by miracle, it's not for his God that have been on our side. What shall we be saying by now? Many people gone out this morning, they could not return to their houses. Many people landed in the hospital, many people landed in mortuary. But you and I, we are gathered together again to call upon the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for another year in your life. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another month. Father, we bless you. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. There's no like unto you. You are such a great God. You are a mighty warrior. Father, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star. Father, we appreciate you. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, I want us to thank you, mighty God, for the gift of life. Many people put on their alarm last night, but this morning the alarm could not wake them up. It is God that has been our sustainers. He said he gave us his beloved sleep. If not for the love of God, our sin enough is more than enough for the devil to waste our life. Why can't you open your mouth and say, my Father, I thank you for the gift of life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Thank God for the gift of life. Thank God for the gift of life. Thank God for the gift of life. It's not by your making. It's not by your power. Looking into your sin, you did not qualify for it, but the mercy of Jehovah has qualified you. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the gift of life. We say thank you very much. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Lord. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. There is no like unto you. You are such a great God. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus mighty name we pray. You are going to pray like this. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. In any way, oh Lord, I've disappointed you. In any way, oh Lord, I've said what I ought not to say. In any way, oh Lord, I've disappointed heaven. Father, be merciful. Show your mercy to them. Without your mercy, we cannot collect anything from you. The Bible says, who shall ascend on the hill of the Most High? Anyone that has a clean hand and a pure heart. Father, tonight, oh Lord, our hands are dirty. Our hearts are dirty. But by your mercy, oh Lord, you will wash us clean tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. I'm going to tell God, Father, wash me clean tonight. I want to ascend to the throne of grace tonight. Father, ascend in the throne of Lord. Cleanse me with your blood in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me and wash me with your blood in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me and wash me with your blood in Jesus' mighty name. Bible prays. Say, fire of God overshadow me. Tonight's prayer line in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God overshadow me, overshadow me, overshadow me, overshadow me. In tonight's prayer line, Father, let the fire of Jehovah overshadow me tonight. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, fall upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus, overshadow me tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I cannot do it without you. I need you tonight. I need you tonight. Holy Spirit, overshadow me. Fire of God, overshadow me. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to pray like this. Say, every environmental demon around my life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every environmental demon around my life, scatter, scatter, scatter. You demon of poverty, you demon of shame, you demon of disgrace. Father, I command to scatter, scatter, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every environmental demon, aside to swallow answers to my prayers. You are a liar, or you have been scattered tonight. You, that environmental demon in my environment, I scatter you tonight. In the name of Jesus, be scattered tonight. Be scattered tonight. Be scattered tonight. Be scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Awesome name, we are praying. You are still praying for yourself. You are going to shout this one without apology in your spirit. Say, anywhere in the heavens, abhorring my good news. Say, anywhere in the heavens, abhorring my good news. Release it now and die in the name of Jesus. Wherever in the heavens, any power in the heavens, holding on to my good news. Oh yeah, release it, 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 release it in the name of Jesus. Release it now. Wherever in the heavens that the demon of the Father's house have arrested my good news. You are a liar. I command to release my good news. Release my good news. Release my good news in the name of Jesus. Release my good news in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to cry to the heaven like this. You are going to shout this song without any apology to any power. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I shall overcome every obstacle on my way. In the name of Jesus, I shall overcome. By the power in the blood of Jesus, the blood is super blood. You open your mouth and declare, I shall recover. I shall overcome every obstacle, every power for confronting my life. I shall overcome you. In the name of Jesus, I shall overcome. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I shall overcome. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to shout this one out there. Say, oh God, arise in your power tonight. Fight my battle for me in the name of Jesus. Holy God, arise in your power. Fight, 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 fight. Aha! Fight my battle for me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise in your power. In the name of Jesus, fight my battle for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise in your power tonight. Fight my battle for me. Every battle confronting my life. Every battle controlling my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Fight for me tonight in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody on this line tonight. I don't know who you are, but the word says to tell you that before the end of next month of April, every good thing that God has started in your life shall be completed in the name of Jesus. It shall be completed. It shall be completed. It shall be completed in the name of Jesus. You are here. You have been asking God, God, when will you do it? I have a good news for you today. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Therefore, tonight I decree, and I stand on the authority of that name of Jesus, that every delay towards your breakthrough, every delay from your father's house, every delay from your mother's house, and that is fighting your life, tonight is their end. They shall die by fire. They shall die by fire. In the name of Jesus, they shall die by fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to shout this one without any approach to any power. Say, wicked enemies, assigned to terminate my life. Your time is up. Die! Pray, pray, pray. Every wicked enemy assigned to terminate my life. Whoever has been hired, whoever has been paid, every demonic occultic officer that has been hired to destroy my life, tonight is your end. I command you to be wasted. I command you to be wasted. I command you to be wasted. In the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I speak to somebody's life. Whoever has paid any occultic man or woman in order to see that they ruin your life, I decree by the mandate of heaven tonight, they shall both die together in the name of Jesus. Anybody that has paid any money in order to make sure they destroy your children, anybody that has paid any money in order to make sure to bury your glory, tonight is their end. They must die by fire. 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 In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Say, any man, any woman that have been hired to destroy my life, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, whoever been hired to kill me, whoever been hired to bury my glory, whoever been hired to bury my glory, my children, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Whoever been hired to stand me, you are a liar. I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. In Jesus. Mighty name, they are wasted. I pray for somebody here tonight that whether your enemy like it or not, those who thought it is over for you, between now and the next 7 days, they will see your God in action in Jesus' name. I said they will see your God in action in Jesus' name. They will see your God in action in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, whosoever is visiting occultic man or woman. Hey, I don't know why their prayer point is coming again, but there's somebody here tonight that need to pray with anger in their bones. Don't say, does it concern you? Please pray for me. I will not pray. Say, whosoever is consulting any occultic man or woman in order to bury my glory, you are a liar. Die! I command them to die. Now you understand. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer now. In the name of Jesus. Every man and woman that been hired to curse me, hired to curse my children, hired to curse my wife, you are a liar. You are so wicked. Enough is enough. Command them to die now. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Yes, 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 yes. Command them to die in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to say this all out again. Somebody need fire for you. I need fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Give me fire, oh, fire of the Holy Ghost. Give me fire, oh, fire of the Holy Ghost. Give me fire. Holy Ghost, give me fire, oh, fire of the Holy Ghost. Give me fire. You are going to say, oh, Lord, arise. Give me fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Give me the fire of Holy Ghost. I need the fire of Holy Ghost tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I need the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus to fight against the powers of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. I need the fire of Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. I need the fire of Holy Ghost in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now get yourself ready for another level of prayers. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Arise tonight. Disgrace every agent of shame in my life. In the name of Jesus, every agent of shame and disgrace, Father, disgrace them tonight. I will not be put to shame. You say, instead of shame, I shall receive double. In the name of Jesus, agent of shame attached to my life, pretending to be my friend, you are a liar. Die. And now you understand, every agent of shame and disgrace in the name of Jesus against my life, I command scatter now in Jesus mighty name. We pray. You are still praying this one loud and clear. I prayed this prayer point yesterday in church, and I love the way people pray it. There is a particular foundation that is causing things to happen at a certain age in someone's life. You are going to cry this one without any apologies to any power. Say, every pattern of sadness, of sorrow. Say, every pattern of sorrow in my family, scatter. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Scatter the pattern of sorrow. Enough is enough. Scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, Aha. Yes. Scatter them now. Every pattern of sorrow, pattern of poverty, pattern of shame and disgrace, pattern of marital turbulence, I command you to scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. I command them to scatter now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I want to make a declaration. And I want your amen to be loud 7 hot times. After the 7th amen, we signify 7 days. Something must happen. Yeah. Get yourself ready. All I want is a powerful amen wherever you are. I decree by the mandate of heaven tonight, by the power that created the heaven and the earth, that every hidden witchcraft in your family, that have been killing people bit by bit, every hidden witchcraft in your father's house that have been silencing people bit by bit, within now and the next 7 days, I decree by the mandate of heaven, they shall be exposed and be disgraced. Aha! Amen! I said, they shall be exposed and they shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, you are going to say this all loud and clear. There are some power that are boasting that you will never leave, your condition will never change. There are some people that are boasting, they say, as long as they are alive, that you will remain in that condition. You are going to pray this all loud and clear. Say, any power that has vowed with their life that my situation will not change as long as they are alive. Hey, that is a particular person that need a prayer seriously. They are called the boasting power. Goliath boasted against the children of Israel for 40 days, but one prayer, one stone, brought down the head like this. The prayer you are about to pray tonight will bring down the head of every witch in your family in the name of Jesus. You are going to say this on loud and clear. Say, every wicked power that has vowed with their life that my condition will remain like this, you are not my God, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every wish, every wicked, every power, every personality, every principality in my family, in my mother's house, in my mother's house, that are boasting that my condition will remain like this, with the stone of this prayer, I bring down your head. I bring down your head. As long as David could do it, I bring down your head. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I bring down your head. In the name of Jesus, I bring down your head. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I want to pray for somebody here tonight. those who are boasting, putting their hand in their chest, that as long as they are alive, your story will remain unchanged. I decree by the mandate of Jehovah tonight that within now and the next 48 hours, heaven shall announce their obituary in the name of Jesus. They shall die. 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 They shall die in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one again. You are going to see every power in my Father's house expanding my problems. Let me tell you, ordinary headache in the book of 2 Kings. The Shunammite woman, she had no child. And lo and behold, when the man of God got there, they made the room for the man of God. You know the story very well. When they made the room for the man of God ate one day. He said, servant, what do they need in this house? He said, okay, as long as I know, there is no single child in this house. Then the man of God now prophesied. He said, by this time next year, that they will embrace a child. I want to make the same declaration on this prayer line tonight. For as many people that believe in God for their own children, in the name that is above every other name, by this time next year, you shall be carrying your children in the name of Jesus. Are you here tonight? You say you felt reluctant and said amen. That, where will you get child when you don't have a husband? How will you get child when you don't have a wife? I stand as an oracle of the Most High God that the miracle of divine partner, the miracle of your bone, and the flesh of your flesh, within now and April next month, that person that heaven has released to your life shall locate you in the name of Jesus. They shall locate you. They shall locate you. They shall locate you. And tonight I pray, I call upon the heavens to organize a divine meeting between those who are desiring and believing God for their own partner in the name of Jesus. You will not carry anybody's bones. You will not carry anybody's luggage in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray that I be sorted out. Pray, thank you, Jesus. Back to the story. The Bible said the man of God said there was no child. He said, by this time next year, there will be a child in this house. And the man left. When the man of God left, so the child began to grow. One day, the boy followed the father to his farm. And when they got to the farm, he complained of a small headache. He complained of this. I'm trying to explain what there's some power that expands problem. The boy's problem was ordinary headache. But before you say Jack Robinson, headache lead to death. And that was one. It was okay. Tell the boy to the man's where the man of God sleep, and went to go and look for the man of God. But that is not my story tonight. My story is that there are some powers that can expand problems. There are some power that their duty is that they know that your problem is that you are looking for your life as man. They will not give you somebody that will terrify you. They say, your prayer point, that father, I need a child. They will not give you children that will give you problems at the end of your life. I stand here tonight to every problem expander in your father's house that have been expanding people's problem, oh Lord. Tonight they shall fall down and die. They shall fall down and die. They shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, you are now going to turn into prayer. Turn into prayer. Turn into prayer. Say this one loud and clear. Say, problem expanders in my father's house. Your time is up. Die! Pray, 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 pray. Da, 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 da. Ha, yes. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. The problem expander. They expand your problem. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. They are the one that extend people's battle. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Command them to die in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. You are still going to pray. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. There might be a Red Sea. Let me tell you, children of God, until when the Red Sea parted away, the children of God could not get to their promised land. There is a particular Red Sea that needs to clear away tonight. And it depends on how far you can cry to the Lord tonight. Some people are Red Sea of immigration that has limited you from doing what you want to do. Some people are Red Sea of marriage that has hindered you from what you want to do. Some people are Red Sea of financial difficulty that they don't even know what to do anymore. But tonight I stand as an oracle of the Most High God that every Red Sea confronting your life shall give way tonight in the name of Jesus. It shall give way. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray like this. I don't know your own Red Sea, but you know it very well. If it's no marriage, mention it, it's a Red Sea. If it's no paper, mention it, it's your Red Sea. But tonight, I have a confidence in the Almighty God. The Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do extra. I know my God, but the God I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That same God is about to take away that Red Sea in your life tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are going to shout at it. Say, every Red Sea. Say, every Red Sea. On my way to promised land, enough is enough. Give way by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every Red Sea on my way to my promised land. Oh yeah, give way, give way, give way, give way, give way, give way, give way. In the name of Jesus, my Red Sea must give way. 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 You this Red Sea after the order of Moses, you must give way tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Open your mouth tonight. In the name of Jesus, you that Red Sea of difficulty, you that Red Sea of shame, you must give way tonight. In the name of Jesus, you that Red Sea, in Jesus' name, they shall give way. Ha ha. You are still going to pray. There are some, you are praying against battle expanders tonight. You are going to shout this song without apology or speech. Say every power. Do you know that there are some people that fight battle until they end up in the grave? Yes, I've seen it severally. They fight, so they landed the degree. That will never be a portion in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every battle that need to expire for my life to be better than this. Say, every battle that need to die for my life to be better than this. What are you waiting for? Die! Pray. Let the battle die. The battle must die. The battle must die. The battle must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. The battle must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. The battle must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. The battle must die tonight. Aha, pray, my sister. You better pray that prayer. You better pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. The battle must die. The battle must die. Enough is enough. The battle must die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mind, my sister. My brother, pray that prayer. The battle that need to die for my life to be better than what I'm seeing. Yeah, enough is enough. They must die tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. They must die tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. We are going to pray another prayer now. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. There are some power, their duty is to drag your progress on the ground. You have a business idea, but they will drag it on the ground. That no, you others might be making it in that business, but they say no, concerning you, you will not. They are the duty of the battle expanders. You have a great idea. I was sharing in church yesterday. A man with a great idea was dragged on the ground for 27 years. He could not make headway. Until after 27 years of fighting battle. How many years does he have? You are going to pray this one loud and clear. There are some power power that are dragging your progress. You were supposed to have gone beyond this level long time ago, but there are some power that are dragging it. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you are violent in your prayers, until when you are violent in your aggression, it cannot possess your possession. If you are ready to possess your possession tonight, get yourself ready to be angry in prayer. You need to be violent in prayer. Say wicked power. Say wicked power dragging my progress on the ground. You are a liar. Every power dragging my life on the ground, dragging my business on the ground, dragging my marriage on the ground. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Aha. You better pray. Yes. You better pray that prayer. Yakana mama mama. Rikene moshoto ripasatema. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, every power dragging my business on ground, every power dragging my marriage on ground, every power dragging my finances on ground, you are a liar. You have been exposed to that. In the name of Jesus, you better pray that prayer. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name of pray. I don't know who you are, but there is a word for you tonight. If you can believe it, it will come to manifestation in your life. I speak prophetically to somebody on this line tonight, and I want your amen to be louder than anyone wherever you are, that after tonight's prayer, after you depart and drop this phone line for tonight's prayer, I decree two things must happen in your life. Number one, your battle must expire. In the name of Jesus, I say your battles must expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, another thing that will happen is that you will laugh last. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will laugh last. In the name of Jesus, you are not going to turn into prayer. Hey, say this one without apology in your spirit. Say battles that need to expire for my life to move on better than this. Same battles that need to expire for my life to be better than this. Enough is enough. Scatter. Open your water. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Scatter the battle. Scatter the battle. Scatter the battle. In the name of Jesus. Fight. Scatter. In the name, they must expire tonight. They must expire tonight. You better determine to pray that prayer. They must expire tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must expire tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. They must expire. 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 In the name of Jesus. They must expire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Beloved, at times, many of us might get close to our breakthrough like this. And there is something inside of us that giving us satanic suggestion. Kill yourself. I've seen the story of a woman before in this country for years. Herself and the husband, they applied for home office, and home office messed up their life. Up and down to the extent that they had the first child, the second child, the third child, there was no paper. Everything was just upside down. One day, a spirit was speaking to the wife. She was pregnant. And said, go and kill yourself. The spirit of depression. Go and kill yourself. So the woman listened to the spirit. She stood up and she went on the street. Walking on the street, about just, she was expecting the car just to knock her down and let her just go because of the level of the problem. Because for days, they have not even eaten there, they don't have roof over there, no roof, nothing, everything was just upside down. But let me tell you, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a life, but joy cometh in the morning. So at the end of the day, the miracle happened. Not knowing that 2 or 3 weeks after that incident that she was going to kill herself, the lawyer called the phone and said, your paper has been read. Now listen to this. If the enemy has succeeded in killing her, then the paper will meet her in the grave. Ah, I want to speak to somebody on this line tonight. In the name that is above every other name, any wicked power of your father's house, any wicked power of your mother's house, any wicked power of your in-law side that says your miracle will meet you in the grave, in the name that is above every other name, they shall die by fire. In the name Jesus, they shall die. In the name of Jesus, what is the essence of British passport inside the grave? What is the essence of British passport in the mental home? What is the essence of British passport in the hospital in the intensive care unit? I stand again tonight to make a declaration to everyone here. The power that has vowed that your miracle will meet you in the hospital, the power that has vowed that your miracle will meet you on the grave, I command the power to die tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Hey. Say, oh Lord, arise in your power. Hey. This prayer point will bring all round breakthrough to somebody. If you can pray with passion, with aggression, you have been crying and crying. But unfortunately, the lot of crying does not solve problem. You need to confront the problem with prayers. And that's what we are doing tonight. Because the organized battle against the Lamb is inspired tonight. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father. Hey, as I'm praying now, wipe away my tears in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, wipe away my tears. Jack Yongo, let yo, Father, wipe away my tears. Jackie Yanu Shede. Father, wipe away my tears, oh Lord. Wipe away my tears in the name of Jesus. Wipe away my tears in the name of Jesus. They are asking me questions I cannot answer. Father, wipe away my tears. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Wipe away my tears in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to say this one loud and clear. I don't know which power that has got the record of your life. Say powers. Investigating the progress in my life. Say powers. Investigating the progress in my life. You are a liar. Die. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Every power investigating the progress of your father's house, every power that want to investigate your life, they are looking into the affairs. Each time you make move like this, they will counter the move. They are the power that monitor your life day and night. Enough is enough in the name of Jesus. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die in the name. Oh yeah, pray. My brother, pray that prayer. They are investigating you day and night. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I want to pray for somebody here. Any strange object that they are using to monitor your life in the mirror. The strange object monitoring your life in the mirror. If your amen can be hard, will be very hard with fire, that mirror shall be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree to that person that the arrow fired into your brain, making you make mistake continuously, making you fall into an unexplainable error, the error that you cannot even define, that arrow shall go back to sender tonight in the name of Jesus. I said the arrow will go back to sender in Jesus. Mighty name we are prayed. You are going to pray like this. Say, every wicked power assigned to frustrate the works of my hand. Hey, you are a liar! Die! pray. In the name of Jesus, every power I had to frustrate the works of my hands, every power that want to frustrate the works of my hands, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I command them to die. In the name of Jesus, pray. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The next few prayer points, I don't want us to joke with it at all. We want to pray against organized battles. If you look at the book of Judges, we are not going to read because of our time. Book of Judges. The Bible says in Judges chapter 16, Delilah was sent to Samson's life to make sure he destroyed his life. To make sure that, by all means, make sure this guy was brought down. A guy that single-handedly used his mouth to tear a lion to pieces. He was not an ordinary person. A guy, at the end of the day, that used his hand to destroy a bear. He was not an ordinary person. The Bible says he used the jawbone of an ass to kill 1,000 soldiers. He was not an ordinary person. But they sent somebody to a life, to ruin a life, to his life, to ruin it completely. I want to pray for you tonight. Whoever is being sent to your life in order to destroy you completely, in order to organize your destruction, hear the words of the Lord tonight. They shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. They shall be buried. They shall be buried in the name of Jesus. Whoever, the Bible says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Therefore, tonight I stand on the authority of the name of Jesus, that any pit that the enemy is prepared for you, in order for you to fall into it, I decree the angel of God will push them into that pit. He will push them into that pit. He will push them into that pit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When Delilah lied, Samson lied to Delilah for the first time, the second time, and the third time, Samson said, "This is my secret." And that was how Samson died with his enemy. I pray you will not die with your enemy in the name of Jesus. So we need to pray against organized battles. You are going to pray like this. Delilah was organized against Samson. I don't know who has been organized against you. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every organized battle against my life and my family, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray. Scatter. Every organized battle against my life, against my marriage, against my ministry, against my destiny, against my children. Oh yeah, scatter them in the name of Jesus. Scatter them now. Every organized battle against your marriage. Oh yeah, scatter them now. My sister, begin to scatter. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your arms. In the name of Jesus, scatter them now. In Jesus. Mighty name of prayer. I told you, the dimension of the next level of prayer is not an easy thing. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Kaya Baba. I don't know the battle they have organized from the waters against you, especially when you start seeing yourself swimming in the river, sitting at the back of the river. There is an organized battle against you. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every organized battle from the waters against my progress in life. You are a liar, scattered by fire. Now you understand. Every organized battle against my life, oh, you are scattered now in the name of Jesus. Every organized battle against my ministry, oh, you are scattered now in the name of Jesus. Every organized battle against my children, oh, you are scattered now in the name of Jesus. Every organized battle against my wife, oh, you are scattered now in Jesus. Mighty name of prayer. I want to pray for somebody here. I decree to your life and I want your amen to be loud. Every stranger occupying your seat of comfort, tonight with your amen, they shall be unseated in the name of Jesus. And I decree again that every stranger, occupy your divine position. I don't know who they are and I don't care who they are. I command the fire of God to chase them out now in the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray this one loud and clear. There is an organized battle at times in the family bondage. I want to pray this way. Don't tell me you don't understand the prayer. Just pray the way you understand it. Say, majority of bondage in my family. Hey, because if you don't pray against the bondage in your family, the bondage will mature and begin to fight people in your family. I was sharing with people in the church yesterday, I said, our fathers are sinned and they are no more. Pilate, when they were going to kill Jesus Christ, Pilate said, what has this man done that you want to kill him like that? He said, kill him, crucify him. They were shouting that you crucify Jesus. Then Pilate said, give me a bowl of water. He washed his hand, that his hand is clean from the blood. But people were saying, kill him. In fact, when they say kill him, crucify him, that would not be a problem. But the Bible recorded that they said, crucify him and let his blood be upon them and their children. The children were not at the battle. They did not know about it, but they have already carried a curse. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. One day, that curse will mature and begin to fight the children. I don't know the curse they have placed in your father's house. I don't know the curse that will fight the people in your family. Today, you want to scatter the curse now. As I call it, maturity of bondage in my father's house. You are going to pray like this. Say, Kalababa. That is somebody that needs this prayer seriously. I want you to pray with an apology. The thing is about to mature. But if you can pray this prayer with aggression in your spirit, you will see that the maturity day shall be cancelled by fire in the name of Jesus. Because the evil has already been done. It's been done in your family. And they are waiting for a day to mature. You are going to shout this all out and clear. Say, maturity date of bondage in my father's house. Maturity date of bondage in my mother's house. Your time is up. Scatter by fire. Scatter. Aha. Now you understand. Scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Scatter them now. Scatter them now. In Jesus. Mighty name will pray. I told you the last dimension of prayer will not be an easy one. We are going to say this one loud and clear. The Bible says 40 men, they bound themselves with an oath that they will not eat nor drink until they kill Paul. It's in the Bible, it's in the book of Acts. I don't have much time, I would have read it for you. It says 40 men, they bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink until they make sure they kill Paul. In Acts chapter 23, verse 12, it says, they bound themselves with the oath that they will neither eat nor drink until they make sure they kill Paul. You are going to pray this. That's what's going to lead us to our next prayer. Hey, Yakalaba. You are going to shout this out with anger in your spirit. Say, wicked power. Fasting and praying over my life and my family. For me to remain where I am. Ha. Your time is up. Die. Open your mouth and pray. Every wicked power, fasting and praying, that my life will never move forward. You are a liar. That is what that sister needs. That is the prayer point you need. Those who are fasting, who are doing occultic setting against my life, against my family, enough is enough. Oh yeah, die by fire. Aha! Yes. Any man, anyone fasting and praying over my life for me to remain where I am, you are a liar. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I speak to that sister here tonight. I don't know who you are, but I decree to your life. Any man, any woman, mounting on any wicked mountain, praying wicked prayer against your destiny, I decree with your loud amen tonight, they shall die a wicked death. 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 In the name of Jesus. You are still going to pray that prayer one more time. I don't know who you are, but I think God is about to do something great. Say, whosoever is fasting and praying evil prayers in order for my life to remain like this, you are a liar. Now you understand. Yes. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die in the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Aha. Pray. Yes. In Jesus. Mighty them will pray. I want to pray for somebody here. Any power that is seated in the midst of the seas, in order to afflict you and your family, the power that is seated in the midst of waters, in order to make sure they disgrace you and your family, I stand as an oracle of the Most High God tonight. That power, there shall be a thunder of heaven that will strike them dead in the name of Jesus. They shall be struck dead. They shall be struck dead. They shall be struck dead. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Say this online and clear. Say, wicked rulers of darkness, assigned to rule the affairs of my life, you are a liar. Die! Aha! Pray. Command them to die. Every rulers of darkness, every principality, every strong man in my father's house, assigned to oppress my life, assigned to trouble my life, in the name of Jesus, I command them to scatter. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Now, for the next 2-3 minutes, I want you to call upon God. Tell God, particularly, where do you want God to step in? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is on the throne. The Spirit of God is around here. We say, where two or more gather together in His name, He's always there. Father, tonight, O Lord, as we call upon you wholeheartedly, your people are pouring their hearts. Father, some need an instant intervention. Some, their business has crunched. Some, their marriage is not working. Some, they are believing God for the fruit of the womb. Everybody has got their needs, but tonight you are the God that answers all prayers. Father, tonight, O Lord, as they are pouring their heart to you and they are presenting their case before you, Father, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, makali brazo talikaya, male kali braza kai zekelemosh. Open your mouth, I'm going to declare that one. Le brazo kalemosh. Ah, Father, tonight we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. I decree every battle prepared for you here tonight, saying that your day of glory will not come. Tonight, with your loud amen, I scatter the battle in the name of Jesus. And I decree tonight, every arrow shot at anyone here in your dreams, any arrow shot at anyone here in the physical that is manifesting bit by bit in order to send you to any grave, I decree tonight by the mandate of heaven, that arrow shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Father, arise tonight. Do what only you can do. Father, arise tonight. Prove that you are God. Father, arise tonight. Let people know that we serve a living God. Father, arise tonight. Arise and prove that you are God, the Lord. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Let me begin to cover our prayers and our testimony that is coming forth with the blood of Jesus. I know that God has answered us tonight. Begin to cover with the blood of Jesus. With the blood tonight, you shall overcome in Jesus' name. Everyone on this line tonight, I don't know who you are, but I decree, before this month expire, you will testify to the goodness of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, where they say there is no way for you, I see God open way for somebody here tonight. In the name of Jesus, people shall soon gather to celebrate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter the level of damage. It doesn't matter how worse the situation look like. The Bible says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Today, your season of joy has finally come. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not regret serving the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every wicked hand holding your progress in life, tonight I cut off the hand in the name of Jesus. The arrow of the wasters in your family, the arrow of the wasters in your family, I command the arrow to go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Every finger of fire, finger of evil finger that is tormenting you day and night, I decree that finger, I cut them off tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, from now henceforth, let no power touch me, for we bear your body the mark of Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, tonight, for as many people that are connected in the name of Jesus, to your family, to your husband, to your wife, to your children, to my family, to my wife and my children, the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be upon us in the name of Jesus. So that when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise the standard against them. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I pray for that sister, my sister. You will bounce back. It doesn't matter the level of fault. The Bible says in Psalm 40, he said, he brought me out of the mire clay and plant my feet on the solid rock. You are already in the mire clay, but I see you entering to your solid rock in the name of Jesus. Your story will change in the name of the Father and that of the Son and that of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. God bless you all. God bless you all. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lord, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Three powerful hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Lunches, rinsed out the dessert bowls, took meat out of the freezer for supper. The following evening, checked the cereal box levers, filled the sugar container, put spoons in the bowls, put bowls on the table, started the coffee pot for brewing the next morning, put some wet clothes in the dryer, put a load of clothes in the washer, ironed a shirt, sewed on several loose buttons, picked up the game pieces left on the table, put the telephone book back in the drawer. She watered the plants, emptied a waste basket, hung up a towel to dry. She yawned and stretched and headed for the bedroom. She stopped by the desk, wrote a note to the teacher, counted out